Father, I thank you again for this gathering. And as we enter, you know, the message, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Now cause that light, Lord, to shine into our lives and our hearts, even this day, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, the lesson yesterday that was your epic story for 2025 starts today, since it was a prophetic day. And you know, I did a kind of a prophetic lesson in the room early in the morning here yesterday on February 2nd, how that Solomon began to build the temple, which was the, you know, most significant thing in his legacy that he did. He started it on the second day of the second month. God gave me a prophetic insight into that. I shared something here in the room yesterday, and I shared more at the church. And you know, when you have different platforms to preach at, it's kind of a challenge. You know, the Lord gives you a message, or which platform do you release it on? You know, and so on and so forth. But, you know, I want to bring this, you know, your epic story. And if you look up on the title above this room, you'll see how, you know, I spelt epic. Your epic story for 2025 has actually begun. Yesterday we said it was starting today, just yesterday, but now that's begun. So let me share highlights of that with you. Now, one thing that any of you who have been here for a long time or any time will know that I enjoy a couple of different things, and some good stories in the Bible, parables, and acronyms. And, you know, I was wondering about it, but I don't know what it is, but God speaks to me like that. Maybe it's because he knows I love it, so he gives it to me. You know, I don't dig for it. He just throws it in my mouth. And I say, wow. You know, so epic, I spelt it the way that you can see, because it actually is an acronym. It's a word, but for this lesson, I'm using it as an acronym. There are a few things, and you guys are all used to acronyms here in this on this platform, you know, that we share from time to time. So I'll share this one, just a few highlights. Many things that the Lord is saying. Yeah, of course, you remember the prophetic repairs series. That was an acronym as well, you know. And here, for 2025, there's some things that the Lord wanted to tell us, and I shared it at the church first. For the E, it's simply to engage. You know, God's calling us to do some things. He's going to do some things for us this year. You've heard all the wonderful messages the Lord has given us here. But in this series, it's more about our part. You know, we've talked about the part that the Lord will do. This series is about your part that you will do. Now, engage is the first of the these letters that spell the word epic. And I'll just give a couple of scriptures. I won't go too deep. But you must engage this year in order for you to get the full benefit of what God is saying and his blessings. You got to engage. You can't sit on the sideline or fold your arms. You got to engage. And the first of those two-part series that the church talked about, pushing old limits to new horizons. So in the engagement, you know, we got to push for new limits. You know, sometimes we are limited by so many things. My horizon, as I shared it, is, you know, the level of the limit to your line of sight. Let's just put it that way. And, you know, assuming you are out in the ocean or out in the desert and there is no mountains or buildings blocking your view, you can see as far as you can see. Well, the horizon then is that line where it appears as if the sky meets the earth, you know, and it's been proven, and it's a proven fact. There's actually a mathematical formula for it that if the higher you go, the farther out that horizon line becomes, you know, and, you know, that's why, you know, when you go out, when you go to a top high building, you can see farther out. That's why lighthouses and control towers and so forth, they're built higher so they can see farther out and so on and so forth. You know, so, you know, that's the P is for you to push. You got to push old limits to new horizons. I'm going to give you some scriptures for this in a minute. And then the I is God has promised increase by inspiration. You know, these are things that God has given us this year. And of course, you know, the C is celebrations. And do you have the capacity to embrace the celebrations this year? Absolutely. So the E is for engage, the P is to push old limits and push yourself too. You know, I've spoken a little bit about that in this room. And then also the increase coming by inspiration and celebrations to follow. So let me give you some few scriptures real quickly. This is just a touch on that. The first scripture that comes to mind for the embrace is what the Lord said to them in Deuteronomy 2 and 24. You heard this scripture before, you know, and he said, look, you got to go forward and possess these places that I've given you, and you got to get into the battle. So that's the engage. And you must be prepared to contend with, you know, all the things that will be hindrances on your way to get into the place of your inheritance. You must be ready to contend. And that's how the Lord put it in Deuteronomy 2:24. And that again is based on what he said to them in an earlier verse or earlier chapter of Deuteronomy 1 and 6, where he said, you guys have dwelt long enough in this mountain. Now take your journey, get up and move forward and, you know, you know, conquer more land. You know, when the Lord promised Joshua that all the places where the soles of your feet will tread upon that I have given you, well, we find out that unless you move, you will not be treading on more places. You will be staying in one place. So God wants you to move. All right. So that was the E. You got to engage. And, you know, you've heard me say it in this room before that, look, when God puts the ball in your hand in the in the final seconds of the, and the clock is winding down, using basketball as an analogy, you got to put up the shot. If you don't put it up, you already missed the shot. And every shot you don't take, it's a shot you already missed. Because you don't, you know, so you might say, well, what if I miss the shot? Well, I say, what if you make the shot? You know, you can sink the game winner and then you become a hero. You know, why are you going to think that you might miss the shot? Well, you could make the shot. But if you don't attempt the shot, then you already missed the shot. You know, so there's some encouragement that God is telling us this year to push ourselves forward. All right, that's that. So that comes also with the P, but you must engage. The instruction about engage tells us that there's going to be a battle all the time. It's a contend, so you have to contend with him. You know, you're going to have to contend. There's a lot of forces, limiting factors. You heard me say that when we're dealing on faith. You know, limiting factors that you have to consider. This more like a review. You've heard some of this before. Limiting factors that you have to contend with. You got to push. You got to push. You got to push. And expand your horizon. Best scripture for that is a couple of different places. Isaiah 54 and verse 2. The Lord said, well, enlarge the place of your tents. You know, stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. You know, for you will break forth on the left and on the right. You know, so you got to, you know, stretch out. That means extend your horizon. Don't just stay in one spot. You know, you got to do more. And another good scripture for that is the Genesis 13, 14 and 15, which you've heard before. And God said to Abraham, come out here, I want to show you something. And he said, all the land that you can see, will I give it to you? And I put it this way, I said, see more, get more. That's right. You know, if you, the level to which you can see, that's the, you know, amount that we can get. And you know that even the scripture in the New Testament confirms that in a way. When Paul was writing and saying in Ephesians 3:20, he said, you know, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. But you got to read the next part of that. You know, that's something that most of us don't read. And so we don't get the real understanding. You know, we know God is able to do it, but is he actually, I mean, are you actually going to experience it? Well, because you are limited. You are limited, you know. There's only so much that God can do. We're told that Jesus could not do some miracles in some places, you know, because of the, you know, unbelief was a limiting factor. So, you know, this is what he says. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, that's where most people stop. But read the next part of it. According to the power that worketh in us. You know, it's the level of the power that's in you. You can't, God can do a little bit more, but not a whole lot more than the level of faith, power, understanding, and your reach that you have, you know. And I gave the illustration of, you know, asking children to count. You know, when people can count, you know, some children, maybe they can count to 100 and they stop because, you know, that's the level of their comprehension. Some people can count to maybe 10,000 and then they stop. That's the level of their comprehension. Others may be able to count, even adults. Not everybody can count, you know, as far as some other people. You get somewhere, your language or grammar or comprehension stops. You just can't go on. You don't know what's next. But I guarantee you, no matter what number you can count to, there's always another number after that. Praise the Lord. You know, that's why mathematicians come up with this infinity symbol, because, you know, they just don't know where it ends. They just call it infinity. But, you know, as far as God is concerned, there is no, you know, you say of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. And so that means you count to some number, add one to it, count again, you know, and just keep going. So the more, you know, the level of your faith, if your capacity of your understanding and comprehension is $100, maybe God will give you $1,000. And then you think that God has actually exceeded your expectations and your faith and done exceeding more. Somebody who can, you know, maybe their capacity is 1,000, maybe they will get 3,000 and so on and so forth. You get the point. You know, so, you know, and I look around nature to understand these things. I see how, you know, even natural lives, I see how, you know, my grandkids, as they were growing up, you know, the level of their understanding was little at first, you know. The guy was very little, all he wanted was a quarter. And you gave him a quarter, he thought he got a whole lot of money. You know, and he was happy, you know. And then someday he'll figure out that a dollar is actually more than a quarter. And then next time he would not ask for a quarter. He'll ask for a dollar. And you give him a dollar, you shout. In fact, if he asks for a dollar and you give him $20, he'll say, "What's that?" Because he doesn't recognize it. You know, that's a capacity is limited. Just limited. But one day he'll figure out that, my goodness, why should I be asking for a dollar when I can get five? So next time I say, "Grandpa, give me $5. You know, because now his capacity has increased. You know, capacity, it's so important, capacity, you know. And so, you know, that's part of the pushing the limits. That's what we do in life. We go to school, you don't stop. You know, when the child is in, you know, grade school, I mean, even before they go to grade school, they go to some other schools these days. They go to prep school, they go to, you know, I don't know what they call those things, kindergarten and all that. You go to grade school, then you go to middle school, then you go to high school, then you go to college, and you go to postgraduate college, you go to specialization. I mean, there's always more and more and more and more. You push yourself to do more. So that's the P. The I is really where I want to spend some time in this short summary. The I is the inspiration for increase. And I could give this lesson by saying, you know, or subtitle this part of it and say, "What is in your hand?" And that was the part of the ministration at the church yesterday. What is in your hand? Some people actually reached out to me after the lesson in the church administration yesterday. You know, someone sent me a logo of their business, a new venture that they are in. I said, "Well," and she said, "Well, that's what I'm putting, you know, in God's hands." Because I challenged everybody. I said, "Well, what's in your hand?" You know, the Lord used to challenge them. Challenge Moses at the Red Sea. "What's in your hand?" He had the rod in his hand. "Do something with it." You know, and spoke about, you know, some of the things where God challenged people. What do you already have? We spoke about the prophet that put a blessing on Elijah in 1 Kings 17, put a blessing on the barrel of meal and the cruse of oil. And the woman had only a little left that she thought was only enough for her last meal, and bake it and eat and die with her son. But prophet put a blessing on that, and ate many, many days. And also we talk about Elisha, the woman that came to him, is, you know, and said that, "My, you know, I'm at risk of losing my boys because our creditor has come. We can't pay our bills. My husband's dead," you know, and so on. "And now, you know, they come to take my boys away to serve for that debt." And the prophet said, "Well, what do you have?" She says, "Well, nothing but a pot of oil." And the prophet said, "Well, that's good. That's enough." And put a blessing on it. And then told her what to do. And when she did and come back, told her what to do some more. You know, and so this is the place where I want to focus a little bit on. For those of you especially that were not there for that ministration, there is something that you already have that God wants to put a blessing on for this year. You know, so what is in your hand? Maybe there's some business idea or venture or your job, your career, or your whatever it is. You know, the beginning of your miracle is already inside of you. You already have it. You know, you may be in your hands, but maybe you haven't discovered it. We'll talk about the stories of how Jesus used a small boy's lunch to feed thousands. And I said, "Well, the real lesson there is that it wasn't really Jesus that fed the multitude. It was his disciples." And so, you know, that's critical for us to understand how God walks and how he wants to walk with you, in you, and through you in 2025. He's going to bless the thing and put it right back in your hands. He's not going to do it for you. You're going to have to do it yourself. We have many stories in the Bible that, you know, a align with that concept. Noah, God was going to destroy the world. And, God told him the rain is coming, but Noah is going to have to build the ark. And God didn't build the ark, but God showed him where to find the timber, the cedar and so forth, and gave him the knowledge and the skill. But he's the one that's going to do it, going to build that ark. And I said, well, God doesn't make furniture. He makes trees. And then he gives people inspiration on how to convert those trees to furniture. This is what God does. From the beginning, he did it. He put a blessing in everything. He said, Lord, let the fruit tree, bearing seed, Genesis 1 and 12, let it have the ability to reproduce. Let the seed be this, let that be that, and let them produce. And, it was so. And it is so till this day. And so God gives inspiration for increase. He will tell you. He told them, look, sit them down in 50s and so on and so forth. And you give them to eat. And they're looking and they're wondering, how in the world are we going to feed all these people? I mean, one small boy was the only person that had any food left. And Jesus said, well, it is enough. Because it's enough in the hands of the master. And he put it in his hands. And the most interesting part of that story for you to focus on, never mind the fact that, Jesus fed thousands. Don't worry about that part. The part that I want you to focus on is it's actually not Jesus that fed the disciples. I mean, fed the multitude. It was the disciples that did that. Jesus blessed the thing, put it in the hands of the disciples. We're told. He said, divided it and gave it to the disciples. And the disciples gave it to the crowd. So, it was actually the disciples that fed the crowd. And the miracle of multiplication was actually happening in the hands of the disciples. Jesus did his part, put a blessing on the thing, and just walked away. It was done. He didn't even look back. until they came and told him, oh, master, they said, okay, fine, go gather up the fragments. I mean, Jesus does his thing and he just moves on. And the rest is up to you. That's right. Because he already put a blessing on it. Same thing, with Adam. Adam came. God said, good, you got this. Take care of business. And he went and relaxed. So now I can rest. The man is here now. Notice that God did not rest until the man was there. And after, God imagined everything. Imagined this, he created it. Imagined that, he created it. Imagined this one, he called it forth. Imagined the other thing, called it out. It was all in his imagination. Anything he thought, he called it out. And so it was. Things that were not there, he made them to be so. And finally he said, well, what else am I going to do now? He imagined himself. See, that's the height of his imagination. Can't go. There's nothing else after that. So now he imagined himself. So let us make man in our own image, and so forth. And what's he going to do with the man? He put a blessing in the man and on the man to have dominion, to have capacity to rule, rulership and everything. Just put it on the man. And once you put it on the man, he was done. There's nothing else for him to do. The man is here now. So now he can relax. And I told Adam, you got this, and, I said, well, Adam actually did have it for a while until iniquity and disobedience set in. So what is it that is in your hand? That's the father I want you to concentrate on. Some of you know my favorite verse in Job 32 and 8 of the inspiration of the Almighty. And this is how God gets things done, in your life. It comes by inspiration. It's not aged men that are always wise. It's not, he said, look, I waited for days to speak. Yeah, but, they couldn't speak any wisdom. I waited for, the ancient to speak. The youngest of the three was saying, look, Elihu and the rest of them. He said, look, you guys couldn't say anything. So, well, now I'm going to speak. I found out that it's not age, but there's a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. So God's going to give inspiration, you know, like you won't believe it this year, in order for you to have that increase. The whole idea is for you to increase. You know, this is the year that God's bringing, it's a year of increase. You can call it that. You've heard it in during our repairs prophetic series, but it's inspiration that's going to be behind that. All of it is to lead and culminate in celebrations for you this year. That's the C. Celebrations. Well, let me give you a couple of scriptures for the increase story that I spoke about. Of course, in Matthew 14, you read the story about Jesus and the five loaves, and two fishes. And you saw how that Jesus did it, you know, and the instructions he gave, and how if you follow the instructions, well, everything turned out right. So the lesson that we learned from all of that, if you want to read the scripture, Matthew 14, verses 15 to 21, you read the scripture there. And this year, we got to believe God for the increase. Inspiration for increase. There's an anointing of increase that God is pouring out. You know, put your head under it. Put your hands under it. Open your mouth wide. Let God feel it. Even while you're sleeping, you put instruction in your mind. You know, but this is the year for it. But you must do it. You got to do it. God's not going to do it for you. He's already done his part by giving you instruction, giving you inspiration, and giving you strategy. But you got to believe for more. The more you can believe for, the more God can do for you. You know, when you stop believing, then the oil is going to stay. you've seen many stories in the Bible. I don't want to take too long today, but Elisha said to the king, you know, shoot, take your arrows and shoot. You know, and the man, you know, shot three times and he stopped. And Elisha said, why in the world did you stop at three? Why didn't you shoot five times or eight times even? And because you only stopped at three, well, you're going to get only three victories over the Assyrians. If you could have shot eight times, then you could have vanquished them completely. You know, so this is a lesson that tells us that, you know, you got to believe more. You know, when you're dealing with the Lord, don't limit. That was one of the problems that God had with children of Israel. Call them people that limited the Holy One of Israel. That was their problem. You know, so don't limit God. You know, take your arrows and shoot. Why shoot only three times when you could have shot multiple times? You know, so you can read, of course, you know, that story in 2 Kings chapter 13. You know, and the man only shot three times and stopped. Read it from about verse 15 and so. But the prophet was angry with him. Let God not be angry with your lack of, you know, vision, you know, to believe God for more. You know, that's how visionaries got us all the knowledge increase that we're experiencing now. Somebody thought more. So, well, we can do it. We can do this. We can do that. That's how the creators of things, you know, think ahead and do more and think more. And you also got to enlarge the place of your tent. You got to think more. You know, God can do it. God's good for it. You know, so why stop? And that's the increase that's coming. And so finally, celebrations, that's the epic. Your epic story has actually begun for 2025. Praise the Lord. The celebrations, Isaiah 55 and 12. Go out with joy, let forth with peace. Mountains and hills break forth before you. All the trees of the field clapping their hands in celebration. This year will be a year of celebrations. Amen. We'll be celebrating marriages, new birth, children, career expansion, celebrating goodness of the Lord in testimonies that people will be giving, will just be rejoicing. You know, laughing in and out of this room, the Lord's going to be giving us amazing testimonies throughout this year. Now, is that going to be for the world? No, absolutely not. Gross darkness will cover the world, but for us, it'll be an abundance of joy. You got to believe, because God is able to do it. And in fact, you heard yesterday how he wants to make that differentiation, and he will do it. And so that is, that's just to summarize the lessons that I shared at the church yesterday. And then at the end, of course, we prayed for everybody who wanted to experience this epic story in their life this year. It's going to be an epic story. It's already started yesterday. And, you know, God is going to, I mean, some of your greatest experiences yet be this year. Not only in the physical, but also be in the spiritual. Whatever we can believe for, that's it. You know, God's good for it. You know, the Lord, it's kind, sometimes he gives us like what you might call a blank check. He said, look, you know, ask me anything and I will do it. I mean, my goodness. I mean, that's crazy stuff if you think about it. Ask me anything. Yeah, you know, but it's got to be according to his will. We've already covered that. But if you are, can ask anything, 1 John 5 and verses 14 and 15. It's the confidence that we have. If we ask anything according to his will, we know he hears us. And because he hears us, we know we receive our petitions that we desired of him. You know, if you can get to the point where you can believe it, and the way Jesus wants us to operate this year is speak the word of faith, because you already know God said it first. And when you speak it, don't doubt it or believe it. And then you align yourself with what you spoke and walk toward it. Praise the Lord. You know, so that's the lesson, a brief one, just to share some highlights of that which you hear today. But, you know, take it in all its seriousness as an epic story beginning in your life today. God already gave it to you in this, on this platform, in a different way, in the prophetic repair series. Same kind of thing, just a different angle. Acceleration, you know, is one of those things that the Lord said, you know, something in rapid succession, boom, 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 you know, and, you know, you can begin to experience this thing. The more you yield your mind to the Holy Spirit, the prayer that we need to pray is that the Lord will help us to get the capacity to believe for more, you know, believe for more. And the more you can believe, he said it, you know, all that you can see is what I will give you. If you see little, you get little. See more, you get more. It's just that simple. And why is God able to do it? Because he's the creator of the ends of the earth. You know, God doesn't need to worry about anything. He's already put it out there. It's left for you to go get it. And, you know, the people of the world, you know, they've figured out, you know, how to use. Sometimes they don't give, most times they don't give the glory to God. But God's the one that gives them inspiration. Gives them inspiration and come out with all kinds of witty inventions and so on. It's amazing. God already put everything out there. Nobody can create anything. God has created everything. He just invents things using God's creation. You know, he's come up with things that God already created. You can't create anything new. You know, but you can use these materials that God already created and come up with stuff, you know, because God gives them inspiration to do it. Now, we also are children of God. Must step out of the shadows. You know, stop taking a back seat in innovation. Praise God. You know, innovation. You know, ideation. Some people call it in technology. There was a wave of that that came, you know, a couple years ago and so forth. Call it ideation, innovation, ideas. Some companies, like the company where I work, they will even encourage you to, you know, take bold steps and do things. Even if you fail, they said, it's okay. Because they are always encouraging innovation. You know, people, they don't want people to just on status quo only. There was a man talking about status quo. Let me give you this last story and I'll yield. There was a man in the Bible, his name was called Gideon. He did not like the status quo. In fact, when the angel of the Lord came to him and said, "Thou mighty man of valor," he said, "Mighty man of valor? You know, we're hiding here in the corner from the Midianites and everything." And he said, if the Lord be with us, then why is everything like this? He did not like the status quo at all. You know, why are we not receiving the miracles that we've heard? People told us stories of great things that God had done in the past. We're not seeing anything right now. And you tell me the Lord is with us. Well, if the Lord be with us, where be all those miracles? You know, so the man did not like the status quo. Well, God doesn't like us to settle down for status quo. I will do a new thing, he said, not status quo. God always likes new stuff. He's always doing new stuff. You know, till this day, he's still doing new stuff. You know, so that's the short lesson for today. Let's believe God. And I want to pray over the room. I want to pray that, first of all, God will give us capacity to understand this thing. You know, Jesus, when he told his lessons, he asked his disciples, "Do you now understand?" Sometimes they say yes, sometimes they don't. You know, and Jesus, you know, Jesus gave a very serious lesson on how important understanding is when he told the parable of the sower. The seed that fell by the wayside, you know, and the birds that came up to pick up those seeds, Jesus said, it's because they lacked understanding. They heard the message quite all right, but because they lacked understanding, then the birds of the air came and took it away from them. So understanding is so key. Now may the Lord grant everyone that's in this room, I pray, the Lord will give you grace to understand these things. I mean, the Lord has given, you know, me these exhortations to come here, and it's like, I wish I could just open your head and put it inside, you know, but the Lord will do it for you. It will open your understanding. This is how God wants us to prosper in 2025. You know, but you must engage, and you must push yourself, push out your horizons, you know, further out, see more in order to get more, see more in order to, you know, obtain more. You know, believe the unbelievable in order for you to obtain the impossible. You know, that's how you do it. God will give you increase by inspiration. And it all lead to celebrations for you. That's the epic story for you this year. May the Lord enable you to believe God for more. Now, what is in your hand? I'm going to pray the same prayer that I prayed for people at the church yesterday, for those who are here now. I want you to take a minute. And, you know, just focus on the thing that you want the Lord to put a blessing on. Remember, he put a blessing on it and put it back in your hands. And he will sit back and see what you're going to do with it. Praise the Lord. That's how Jesus does it. When he called them, he put a blessing on them to become fishers of men. Then he'll sit back and see what they're going to do. Send them out, but see if they will do it. You know. He's not going to do it for you. You're going to have to do it. He will be with you, but you're going to have to go out to win those fish. Praise the Lord. You can't catch any fish if you are sitting in your living room. You've got to go out and catch the fish. You know, he will make you fishers of men, but you've got to go out and catch the fish. Praise the Lord. So, zero in on whatever it is you want God to do for you, and I'm going to pray this prayer now and put that in front of the Lord. You know, it may be your career. It may be a desire that you desired greatly from the Lord. It may be, you know, your business. It may be whatever. Let's believe God together. Hallelujah.
Father, Lord, as the people present their desires before you, Lord, I pray first for the capacity to believe God for more. Hallelujah. In the ministry, also believe God for more. Hallelujah. Believe God for expansion, but we got to engage. I pray, Lord, that you will help us, every one of us, to engage and not just to sit down, but to do our part. I pray, Lord, the thing that we're presenting before you might be an idea that God put in your heart. It's a seed. You know, God sows a seed in your heart. You know, he seeds an idea into your heart, into your mind. Sometimes he seeds an idea into your subconscious. But you got to act on it. I pray, Lord, the capacity for us to see, you know, the outstretched arm of the Lord and see how far we can take, how far faith can take us. I pray for everyone that's in this room right now, putting that thing before you, Lord, that you put a blessing on it and put it back in their hands. You know, the Lord, he put the talents in their hands and send them out to go see if they can profit with it. And the ones that profited with it, they got more blessings. The one that did nothing was taken from him, even what he had. Now, God's put a blessing upon the thing that you are believing and praying for right now. God wants you to go out and believe God. Praise the Lord. Believe the Lord, and so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. May the Lord grant you the grace to believe. Praise God. Believe. Believe and believe. Now let not the faith blockers diminish from your journey of believing. So the title of the room today is Believe. Your epic story for 2025 has already begun. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and God enrich his word in your heart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.